Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this video on 6 ways to overcome jealousy. I'm your host, Dr. Donnelly Snipes. Jealousy is a form of anger. Jealousy is anger at someone else for having something you want. You may be jealous of people because they have more money, more stuff, or a bigger house than you have. You may be jealous of people because they have more power than you have, or they're more successful. Or they have talents or skills that you want, but you don't have. Maybe you want to be a singer, but you can't carry a tune to save your life. Maybe you're jealous because it appears that they have the perfect relationship and you don't. Or even something as simple as a clean house. It can be frustrating sometimes if you're living in an environment that is not what you hope it would be. And in our environment, for example, we have a lot of animals. We have a lot of people living in the house, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Is my house perfectly clean all the time? No. Is it perfectly clean any of the time? No. That's just the way it is when you've got pets and you live on a farm and you've got children and those things. But I wouldn't change it for the world. So getting jealous at somebody for having a clean house, you know, I can look at it and go, oh, it must be nice, but they don't have what I have. They don't have the dogs and the children and the cats and the occasional chicken in the house. So how can you overcome jealousy? Start by adopting an abundance mentality. Recognize that there's plenty to go around. If somebody is a success at something, that's great. It doesn't mean that you cannot be a success at that same thing. Look at YouTube. There are lots of people who are successful YouTubers. It's not one person. There's plenty to go around. Recognize the importance of synergy. Nobody can do everything. That's just not the way we're wired. So it's important to recognize if somebody has talents or skills that you don't have, you can look at it and think, wow, it'd be nice to have that. And you can respect it. However, you don't have to get angry about it. It's not a threat to you that you can't replace a sink faucet, you know, or it's not a threat to me that I can't replace a sink faucet. It's not a skill that I have. I respect people who can do it. But I don't get angry about the fact that I can't do it. I don't get jealous of them because they can do it. I'm just like, oh, better you than me. Focus on what you do have instead of what you don't. You may not have X, but you have A, B, and C. You may not have the biggest house or the house that you want, but you've got a loving family, a good job, and you do have a roof over your head. So try to embrace the dialectics. Embrace with the good with the bad. Acknowledge that, yeah, you don't have everything you want in life, and that's okay. But also acknowledge the things that you do have in your life that make it rich and meaningful. Explore the costs and benefits of having the thing that you're jealous about. And that's what I was talking about earlier with a clean house. The benefit to having a clean house is that it's clean, but the cost would mean I wouldn't be able to have the menagerie that I have in my house that gives it so much life and so brings me so much happiness. If you're jealous of another person, see if there's something you can learn from them. If they are a CEO and you want to be a CEO and you're jealous that you're not, what can you learn from them? How did they get there? How did they get to be where they're at? If you are a budding singer and you look at people who have made it in the music industry, instead of being jealous over their successes, get curious. Think, what can I learn from them? How did they get there? What steps of theirs might I be able to follow in? Use them as a role model or a guide. And be inspired. In the words of Ethel Merman, anything you can do, I can do better. Yeah, I know, that sounds kind of selfish. But looking at people who are doing the same thing that you are or doing what you want and think, okay, well, if you can do it, I can do it too. And maybe I can even do it a little bit better. If the videos on this channel have been helpful for you, please support our mission to make high-quality, practical content available to everyone. You can donate at DocSnipes.com/donate, join the channel at DocSnipes.com/join, or purchase a thanks on any videos that are particularly helpful. Jealousy is a form of anger. Anger keeps your stress response system in overdrive and will lead to a host of problems in your physical health, in your sleep, in your pain levels, in your mood, in your attitude, and in your relationships. Let's face it, life ain't fair. It downright sucks sometimes, but jealousy only further poisons the water. Try one or two of the tips that we discussed today over the next week and see how it impacts your energy and your attitude.